Roughly a quarter of Teton County residents are living without health insurance. It's the worst rate of health coverage in the state. Beginning in October, those uninsured residents will have a new opportunity to get health insurance through a federally operated exchange or marketplace. Rebecca Huntington has more.
Dana Gadd is a massage therapist. She's putting towels in a warmer to get ready for her next client.
We sell feel good here, so I have to make sure all the products are nice and everybody's going to enjoy their experience.
Gat's self-employed and runs a massage business catering to Jackson's working class.
Spas are getting a little too gourmet for themselves, and I just kind of wanted to have fun and appeal more to the locals, us working schmucks, I like to say.
Her shop sits along a busy highway, leading north out of Jackson, in a weathered one-story strip mall. Even when she worked for fancy high-end spas, she says they didn't offer health benefits. Working as a massage therapist is much like other seasonal jobs in Jackson. People who cut lawns, clean houses, and wait tables are often on their own to buy health insurance. And Gat did that, for a while.
I think they start out really reasonable with the insurance program that I was with here.
But the rates didn't stay that way.
The rates just kept going up and up, and I think I had a stop at maybe around $530.
That's per month. So Gat dropped her private insurance in 2005. A single mom, she received Medicaid insurance available to low-income individuals for a few years. Her 7-year-old son still receives Medicaid, but Gat herself no longer qualifies.
She should be able to find something on the exchange and should get a subsidy on the exchange, depending upon her income.
That's Lou Hoheiser, CEO of St. John's Hospital in Jackson. He says that beginning October 1st, Gat will be able to go online to see what health plans and subsidies she's eligible for. The exchange will offer tax subsidies to middle-income individuals under age 65 who aren't eligible for insurance through their job, Medicaid, or Medicare.
The subsidies are really quite strong, but the hook is that there still will be a large deductible.
He says the exchange will offer 4 different kinds of plans, which look promising.
Around the country, despite the predictions of a lot of people that these plans were not going to be affordable, it's looking like they are coming in at an affordable rate.
That's good news for Gat, who says she'd like to buy health insurance for herself and her son instead of going without or depending on Medicaid. But she's still not sure how the exchange will work.
I need sort of a clear outline. I need somebody to say, well, this is what you pay for, and this is what you get.
Once the online exchange goes live next month, she'll be able to see specific plans and prices, and to calculate what subsidies she might qualify for. Under the new health reform law, by January 1st, Gat will have to buy some kind of insurance, or pay a penalty.
If they're going to force us to get health insurance, it has to be affordable. Don't tell me I have to pay, you know, 2 car payments or an additional mortgage.
Gat says she'll give the exchange a try, but she's not counting on it. In fact, she's already taken classes at a community college in order to apply for nursing school. She says she likes taking care of people, and nursing is a profession that hopefully comes with health care benefits. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Huntington in Jackson.